USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump tweets last night that something very big just happened, word is that something very big is the death of the leader of ISIS, who's believed to have died during a raid conducted by the U.S. military in northwest Syria. A senior U.S. defense official says it appears Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed himself with a suicide vest just as special ops forces were moving in on him. President Trump is set to make an announcement at 9 a.m. Eastern about something believed it's going to be this. Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly reportedly says he told President Trump that if he replaced him with a yes man, he'd be impeached. The Washington Examiner says Kelly was implying that he might have helped Trump avoid the impeachment inquiry if he had remained. Trump ended up selecting Mick Mulvaney to replace him. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
In Northern California, the Kincade wildfire only continues to grow, and about 90,000 residents are being ordered to evacuate. The fire has already been through this man's neighborhood. Luckily, he says his house was saved, although it will need some repair.
It's not a total loss. I mean, you know, but I think most of the roof is going to have to be replaced, and the attic's all burnt up, and there's a lot of charred beams up in the attic.
The wildfire in Sonoma County has burned about 26,000 acres, and at last check was only 11% contained. The World Series now tied up after the Astros' Alex Bregman hit a grand slam in the seventh inning. The Astros beating the Nats 8-1 in Game 4, this Nats fan says.
I'm a lot more nervous now. Coming in, we were all confident, up 2-0, and now we're back even, and they have home field advantage again. So it's stressful, that's for sure.
Game 5 is tonight in D.C., and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
New developments in the case of bodies found in the back of a shipping container truck near London last week. 4 people are now under arrest. The refrigerated truck was found with the remains of 39 people inside, many of whom are now believed to be Vietnamese nationals. British police arrested an Irish man shortly after the truck was discovered. Now they've arrested 2 men and a woman on charges of conspiracy to commit human trafficking and 39 counts of manslaughter. Cleanup continues in Mobile, Alabama. After a couple of tornadoes ravaged that area on Friday night, the National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Olga spawned a couple of EF1 twisters, which downed trees and damaged homes and also left scattered debris, but luckily no deaths or injuries were reported. That storm system also dumped heavy rain and promoted a flash flood watch for that whole region. Olga's been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone and has since dissipated, just bringing some heavy rains to the Mid-Atlantic today. Joker is now the highest-grossing R-rated film worldwide ever. The film about a mentally troubled comedian who turns to a life of violent crime, pulling in over $788 million at box offices around the globe, and it surpasses the previous record holder Deadpool, whose star Ryan Reynolds tweeted a congratulations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.